It's iRockRadio.me. Jay Hunter, I am at the House of Pizza right around the corner from the Chameleon Club with the lead guitarist of one of our iRock indie bands that's just been tearing it up all over social media. It's Patrick Kearney, lead guitarist of She Pulled the Trigger. How you doing, Pat?
Good. Thanks for having me tonight.
Thanks for coming out. I appreciate you after practice hanging out, having a beer, having some water.
It's vodka water, yeah.
It's smooth. So let's get right into it here. We got five hungry guys from Lancaster area. When did all you guys like get together, and how did this band come about? Because I definitely saw that it's an interesting story.
Yeah, Chris, our lead vocalist, had a band with his brother Nick, who is the drummer. They had our bassist Tyler played bass for them. The band was called Zell. They were just a three-piece. I ended up meeting them at a show that a band I was in at the time was also playing. Ended up joining up with their band Zell. We eventually, I guess you could say, reworked a lot of things, changed the band name, and it became She Pulled the Trigger, which we later added AJ as a rhythm guitarist. He's the newest member.
Now, where did that band name come from? Because that's an interesting name that just lures someone in from the beginning.
Chris actually came up with the name. He likes to say that she represents the music industry, and whichever way, you know, we're going to give it our all, but at the end of the day, you know, she pulls the trigger. So, you know, it's the industry pulls the trigger. I kind of had my own twist on the name. I just like to say it's a Nirvana reference, Courtney Love and Nirvana reference, so.
Oh, okay. So you guys have, you've been together for like, I guess it's been, what, 2 years now, right?
Just about 2 years.
And you have the first EP, which came out early 2016, 10,000 Worlds Away. You had some amazing help with the production aspect of that. Can you tell us a bit about the production of that EP?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to be able to work with some great producers from Atrium Audio. I'm actually located right in Lancaster. They've produced great bands such as From Ashes to New, August Burns Red, Candlebox, you know, just to name a couple. So we definitely were in good hands with the recording of 10,000 Worlds Away. Amazing job on with the production standpoint.
Off that EP, two singles off the album, which have, you know, been around now. We've been playing Stand Up and Fight, Dying to Shine. Through those singles and the video on YouTube that you have out, your social media just has blown up. Like, you know, right when you guys were sending your stuff in to be played with us, I'm looking at the Twitter and I'm seeing like fan club or groups in other countries, multiple Twitter accounts from around the world, as well as Facebook and everything. How do you credit to that? Like, how did that even come about that you were able to get that to grow in such a massive setting?
You know, one thing that everyone in the band does is, you know, we all talk to our fans and supporters, which is a big thing. People like that. They like connecting with an artist. When you find an artist you like, you know, you want to be able to talk to them or at least receive messages from them, especially nowadays with social media. It's very easy to do. So we try to make sure that we talk to as many people as we can. I guess fortunately for us, they like the music. So, you know, they share it, and we've seen a lot of support, and we're really grateful for it.
Yeah. Well, they certainly do love you. You can just see it through all the different what are some of the accounts? I mean, it's SPTT or at SPTT Music is the main one, and then what are some of them, the different countries?
There's on Facebook, there's a girl from France actually who is one of our very first supporters. She started a SPTT, or She Pulled the Trigger Europe page, which was pretty cool on Facebook. And then I guess she did that, and a bunch of other people kind of liked it. So now there's like all kinds of groups that fans have made. There's a She Pulled the Trigger family one. There's, you know, a SPTT fan club group. So I guess it's kind of a way where, you know, people that are supporters of the band kind of have a, you know, form a family just from people they meet online with other people. So it's really cool not only see people connecting with us and being able to connect with them, but seeing people make friendships because of the music. It's cool to see that.
So if you're listening to this, you've heard their music a few times, you haven't gone on the iRock Indie page yet and clicked on to get in contact with She Pulled the Trigger, go there now and make sure to follow them. No matter what country you're from, there's at least a continent that has a page for She Pulled the Trigger. And now with all this social media just blowing up for you guys, it just kind of seems fitting. You're finally putting together the full-length album. What can you tell us about the new album that's coming out before we debut something new off of that?
Well, I can't, as far as timelines or dates, I can't really say anything about that yet, but we have recorded some stuff that we're going to be using on an album. We do have dates booked next month. You know, we're going back to the studio to get back to work on the album. We are going to release a single on XM Radio starting in February, and it's getting picked up by, you know, a bunch of other radio stations. We're also doing a video for the song, so that should be out like end of February.
And we're going to debut it on the web right now, right?
Yes, and iRock Radio can give it a spin here. We're very happy that they're going to be the first web station to be playing the song, so that's super cool.
All right, well, why don't we let you do the honors in playing DJ right now and introduce the song?
All right, you guys are now going to be listening to our new single, Without a Doubt, on iRockRadio.me.